Rashi quotes the famous Medrash that that Korach, what's the Smichas Parshios? Why does Korach come right after Tzitzis? Korach wore a talus that's all tcheles, and he said to Moshe, "Do the need Tzitzis or not?" And Moshe said, "Yes." The Pashup shot of that Med, and he said, he laughed at him and got everyone against Moshe, saying, if one string of Tzitzis patches a whole white talus, then of course the whole talus tcheles should be okay. The Pashup shot of that Medrash is that what was Korach's point? His point was, it was symbolic. The string of tcheles was Moshe, the talus was Am Yisrael. What was he saying? He was saying is ki chol ha'eda kulam kedoshim zochem Hashem doing snasu al kal Hashem. Right? Why do you think you need to be special and different than everyone else and above us? You're not the only one who's tcheles, who's pattering all of us. We're all tcheles. We're all holy. We're all at Har Sinai, and therefore you don't need to be more special than the rest of us. We're all equally special. And that was Korach's basic taina was the taina of democracy, of that we're all equal, we're all special, and no one's better than anyone else. Am Yisrael is a talus kulam tcheles. The question, of course, is why was Korach wrong? Meaning, you read any Hasidus, whatever, Am Yisrael, it's Hakatruki Chol Ha'ida Kulam Kedoshim Socham Hashem. He wasn't lying. So why was, all Jews are holy. All Jews do have a relationship with Hashem. So what was Korach's, what was wrong with Korach? So I think the Rav famously answered this in an essay, speech originally, about Korach, where he took a different perspective on the Tal Shkul of Tcheles, but complementary. It says, Korach was right, else common sense. If one string of Tcheles patters, then the whole Tal of Tcheles should for sure patter. But the Rav says, and it's a big yesod in old Judaism, which some people don't like to hear nowadays, in some non-yeshivish circles, is that life is not just about common sense. There's a book that I hate called Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Part of the issue of that book is nice. That, you know, the ikker is to have good midos, to be a nice person, and obviously to a certain extent that's true. You have to have good midos to be a nice person or a chmona libabai. But I think what we believe, then Korach's right. If it's just about being a nice person, and it's not any more complicated than that, and just don't worry and be happy and be a nice person and care about Hashem, then Korach's right, you don't need Moshe. What makes it better than everyone else? But what the Rav pointed out is that we fundamentally believe that's not how halacha is about. That's not what halacha is. Halacha is about not everything's common sense. There's a halachic logic. There's deeper logic. Things are much more complicated than it seems. Things become very complicated in lamdas, and that's only because in reality, metaphysically, sociologically, philosophically, they're even more complicated than that. The world is so complex that just your gut feelings and reactions and bleich svaras and what you learned in kindergarten is not enough to figure out how to do the right thing. Bein a Elokim and even Ba'adam in the long run. It's that we need a Masorah from Hashem that teaches us in a very, very complex way how to grapple with the complexities of life and how to think very, very deeply about them. And that's really why you need Moshe's leadership. You need Moshe's leadership because Rachmana Libabai is true, but that lave has to be focused by very, very deep, complex thought to figure out how to deal with the complexities of life in the situation and what the right and wrong thing is in each situation. And that's why we need Moshe Torah leadership. We need the Torah leadership because life is complex and we didn't learn in kindergarten and you need a very high level of intellectual understanding of the Torah. And not everyone, even though we're all Kedoshim, Soch Hashem, we're all nice people, we don't all have that level of Havana. Certainly not the level of Havana of Moshe, who is, you know, Pel Dabar Bo, but not even level of Havana of experts in Torah throughout the generations. V'darash levigidolcha eis dvar mishpat. And I think the Rav just said it very nicely. Korach, the common sense rebellion against the Torah. Healthy common sense is a necessary prerequisite for everything. But life is more complicated than common sense, and if life is more complicated, then Torah and Avodas Hashem has to be more complicated, and that's why you need more than common sense, and if you need more than common sense, that's why you need leadership and people who are qualified to paskin for others, and that's what Korach missed, and that's why we really need Moshe Rabbeinu in the string of Tcheles.
Maybe you need Nebuah also.
And maybe, well, and there's a question of a Darash.